Well, it's Monday and I had a weekend. But I think I'm going to do something, and I don't know if anyone else has done anything like this, but here we go. Because I'm cranky and sassy and frustrated, I'm going to do a rant and do a ramble fab. So I have a friend who moved away and came back and was having a birthday party, which I was very excited to finally be able to celebrate her birthday with her and mutual friends in person again. We've not been able to do that for a while, you know, pandemic and her being away from where I am currently located. So, me and a bunch of other mutual friends, nerdy friends, got together. We were hanging out, having a good time. When one person, I had seen them on the invite list. I really hope they weren't going to be there. It is someone with whom I have a history of them repeatedly ignoring me, saying no, and basically touching me unwantedly, which is assault. That's a form of assault. And usually it's kind of sexual assault because they touch me in places that are more intimate, like grabbing my ass without my permission or while I'm saying no, don't touch me there. And it's a big struggle as a femme-presenting person. I really will never understand why me saying, no, I don't want that, don't fucking touch me. I don't know what part of that is hard to understand. And the last time I had seen them, they literally chased me around another human while I was saying, don't fucking touch me. I don't want you to touch me. And I wasn't smiling or being funny or being cute or coy. I was trying to be as direct as possible without physically assaulting them back. But here we are. Friday night at the party, they get there and they didn't see me at first. I was hoping they would just ignore me. But no, they saw me and I started moving away from them saying, no, no thank you. And they grabbed my fucking ass and said, you're welcome. You're welcome. Once again, not hearing my no and continuing years of fucking sexual harassment and assault. If it had happened to someone else and I was standing next to them, I would have gone off. I would have yelled at this person. I would have been like, I would have absolutely gone off. But it was me, so I was trying not to be the person who looks like an asshole for getting aggressive over something. And it was frustrating as fuck. And I think what makes it happened multiple times throughout the night too. That wasn't the only time. And I think what makes it more frustrating is the fact that, like, I've been in a place lately where I have wanted, like, I want consensual attention, damn it. I want wanted attention. I don't want unwanted attention. I feel like that's a very normal, everyone feels that way kind of a thing. And, like, I've been very open to receiving consensual attention lately. But what did I get? Groped at a party by someone who has been ignoring my nose for years. So I think what I'm gonna do to kind of reset this in my brain and in my body is, I'm going to imagine if I was there with someone who I wanted to be there with and who I wanted to be touched by. Yeah. So now that I've got the rant out of the way, I can get rambly. Because there's nothing I would love more than to be at a party with you, whoever you are. I mean, I've very clearly chosen to spend that evening with you, even though I may be there for someone else's birthday, to hang out, to see my other friends. But I asked you to go with me. I asked you there so that, you know, you could see me be happy. Maybe you would be happy. We'd be talking, being silly, making nerd jokes, eating tasty snacks. Oh, but maybe there's a moment where you kind of put a reassuring hand on the small of my back. Maybe it slips down to the waist of my jeans, because, you know, that night I was wearing a fun crop shirt, a little bit of belly showing, and some really nice tight jeggings. Because they're comfy and they show off my round butt. And I like that. It makes me feel sexy. And maybe you see that. Oh, fuck. So your hand just kind of slides down. Oh, maybe as we're talking with other people, you just kind of give that ass cheek a squeeze. And it'd definitely be a giggle. I might look over to you. Lean into it, because I do like kind of nuzzling back. If you were standing behind me, I'd absolutely be rubbing my butt against you. Because I'm a sucker for a good butt squeeze. And if you take it further, maybe a hand kind of slips down into my pants, but no one else is really paying attention. And you give me another squeeze. Oh, fuck. And maybe I nuzzle you back and whisper in your ear. See if we can find a corner to go put ourselves in when no one else is. Fuck, because I definitely want you touching me other places. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I kind of started this already pretty fucking turned on, so I'm not sure how much longer I'll last, but we can, oh, fuck, we can try. just imagining us just kind of, I don't know if we're going to excuse ourselves one by one. Be like, oh, I need to look around the house. They did have a nice little basement set up where people could go and have some quiet time away from the party. Maybe we find a little corner. Oh, fuck. You can push me up against a wall. Oh, fuck. Touch more than just my butt. Maybe you slide your hands over my tits. Oh, fuck, yes. My nipples are so sensitive. Because I want to be taken advantage of by you. Not someone I didn't say yes to. I want someone. I want someone like you. Oh, someone that I've been aching to have touch me. Grab me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Maybe we're just making out, but trying to be quiet so that no one else tries to come check on us in the basement. Oh, fuck. Oh. Fuck. My hands would just be reaching for any part of you that makes you groan or get, more excited to keep touching me. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, your hand's gonna run down to my pants. Oh, maybe slip down the front and see how fucking wet you've made me. Oh, fuck. Oh, if they do, I'm just gonna fucking work against it and try to get your fingers inside me. Oh, fuck. Maybe you put your mouth over mine to and to stop my moans from reaching anyone upstairs. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'd be so fucking turned on. Oh, fuck. Oh, I don't think I can wait. I just need you to fuck me now. Please, just fuck me here. Oh, my God. I need it. I need something fast. I need something intense, and I need it now. Oh, fuck, I need you now. I need you fucking now. Fuck. Oh, my God. How long are you gonna fucking pound me with your fingers before you start? Oh, fucking me harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, please. Oh, I just need it. I need it so bad. Oh, fuck. I need to be fucked by someone who wants me and who I fucking want desperately inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, would you hold me up against the wall? Would you keep me facing you so you could stop my mouth with yours? Or would you turn me around and make me bite my own arms so that you could fuck me hard and just pound yourself into me? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I need it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, please. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, hurry. Hurry up and fuck me. Hurry up and fuck me hard. I need it. Oh, my God, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And that's what I really wish had happened. It's so much nicer to be fucked wantonly by someone that I enthusiastically consent to than groped by someone who I've told no for years.